Penguin Audio presents I'll Mature When I'm Dead, written and read by me, Dave Barry. When a man reaches a certain point in his life, he feels a need to pass along the wisdom he has gained to younger generations. Of course, the younger generations pay no attention. They're busy tweeting podcast, YouTube, blog apps on Facebook, or whatever the hell they're doing these days. But if the internet ever goes down and the younger generations have some spare time, I hope they read this book. It's a group of essays I wrote, mostly based on the theme of what it means to be an adult. Ha! You are saying. What would you know about being an adult? That's a fair point. In my long career, 1887 to 2005, as a newspaper columnist, I was not known for being the voice of maturity. I was known for being the voice of discussing what would happen if a cow exploded on a commercial airplane flight. Bad things. But since I stopped writing my weekly column, some things have changed. For one thing, there was a serious economic recession. Was this because the nation was devastated by the loss of my column? Modesty prevents me from speculating, but duh. For another thing, I've had time to reflect. A lot of people think that all I do in retirement is sit around watching TV, drinking beer, and passing gas. My wife thinks this, for example. But when I appear to be an inert sack of flatulent flesh on the couch, I'm in fact reflecting, at least during commercials. And when I'm not reflecting, I've been having significant life experiences. In the past few years, I watched my son get married, watched my daughter play many soccer matches and perform in ballet recitals lasting longer than the Spanish-American War, got a dog named Lucy, rode in a fire truck with Clarabelle, the famous Walt Disney cow, had some medical adventures involving direct medical assaults on some of my most personal regions, took up spinning, ran for president, nearly won the Nobel Peace Prize, and spent the equivalent of the gross national product of Uruguay on veterinarian fees in an effort to repair a persistent injury to Lucy's tail caused by the fact that she wags too hard. These life experiences, plus my reflections, were the inspirations for the essays in this book. With one exception, they have never been published in a newspaper. They're longer than my weekly columns were because I wasn't limited by rigid newspaper length limits, currently 17 words per column, unless they are big words such as refrigerator. This means that in writing this book, I was able to stretch artistically, to go beyond simply writing a few booger jokes on a given topic, and instead write literally dozens of booger jokes on a given topic. Yes, it was a lot of effort, but if these essays help you in some way, by teaching you something useful about relationships or parenting, or just getting through this crazy thing we call adulthood, then I, for one, will be surprised. Throughout this book, I have tried to be as honest and accurate as possible, except when I am lying. I take full responsibility for everything you are about to read. Any misstatements or errors of fact are solely the fault of global climate change. In conclusion, I hope you enjoy this book, and if you come away from reading it with just one message, let it be this. If a veterinarian suggests that you can somehow keep your dog from wagging its tail, that veterinarian is smoking crack. The Elephant and the Dandelion, A Defense of Men. My wife has a friend whom I will call Bernice. That is not her real name. It is not anybody's real name. Bernice is an attractive, smart, funny, middle-aged single woman who would love to be in a committed relationship with a man. My wife knows approximately 1,700 attractive, smart, funny, middle-aged single women who would love to be in a committed relationship with a man. I don't mean with the same man, although at this point they might not rule it out. Several times a week, after talking with one of these women, my wife delivers a rant. It runs about 75 minutes, including a bathroom break, about how wrong it is that there are all these attractive, smart, funny, middle-aged single women out there, and they can't find a man. My wife has a theory about why this is, namely, men are idiots. My wife believes that men tend to have insanely high physical standards regarding the kind of woman they're willing to settle for. She notes that a middle-aged man can have tarantula-grade nose hair, BO that can cause migrating geese to change course, and enough spare tissue to form a whole new middle-aged man. But this man can still believe that he is physically qualified to date Scarlett Johansson. What's wrong with these men? My wife asked purely rhetorically. Don't they have mirrors? It is true that men can appear to be superficial about...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?